Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining a community of poets, a community of writers, and lovers of the spoken word. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the November 6th, 2020 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting here across from a gentleman who keeps everything else moving. I have a large announcement here tonight, but sitting across from me is JT, and apparently he also has a large announcement this evening, which I'm not sure what our announcements are, but would you like to just go first? You want to just get it going?
Yeah. Okay. So, I won. I'm claiming victory. I won.
What?
I don't know how, but I was on the ballot and I won.
Okay. And JT, this is really cute, but I got to tell you, you're wrong.
No,
you're wrong, because I won. That was my big announcement.
What?
Yes, I won.
No.
You didn't. I won.
No, I won.
No, I won.
No, I won.
Okay.
Wait.
I think there's only one way to settle this.
Yeah.
With the good old-fashioned slap fight.
All right.
Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, ready, go. Let's call it a draw.
Okay.
Okay. JT and I both won.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, sorry to make everybody hear that. We're so happy to be here tonight. Slap fighting really takes it out of you, man.
It does. You know what? I agree with George. I think we need a recount.
Okay. Well, that's...
But if you, we call it a draw,
you pay for it.
Wait, why? No, you pay for it.
It was your idea first.
But
okay.
You want to do it.
All right, let's settle this with a... Maybe that's the real reason the show's... We just slap fight all the time. All right. Anyway, we're really happy to be here tonight. It's the beginning of a new month, although it doesn't feel like it.
Nope, not at all.
It just feels like a horizon that never ends. It just keeps going. Anyway... we are here. We're very thankful that you're all joining us tonight. We've got some new great things since it's the beginning of the month. We have a new poet of the month. We have a new poetic form of the month. And we have the best poets calling in this side of the Mississippi. And on the other side, this side of the Mississippi, if you just keep going, is all sides of the Mississippi.
Exactly.
So let's just go with that.
The horizon just
keeps on going until you get to the Mississippi again. All right. are we already slap happy tonight? I think everything just feels so weird right now, doesn't it?
It does. Mexicans will pay for it.
Well, they said, first of all, George would pay for it. Now he's just deflecting and saying the Mexicans will pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Now, I bet you when you hear back from them, they'll be like, no, the Argentinians will pay for it.
Right, right.
They all got all that Nazi gold.
And then
anyway,
anybody living in Antarctica.
Yeah, there we go. Just keep pushing it. All right. So we can get those mysterious mountain German villages in Argentina to pay for it. Mm. All right. So that got dark real fast. Anyway. We've got all that going. We've got some awesome poets lined up, and I'm just really excited to get into it this evening. I think community is exactly what we need.
Yes.
And, yeah, so this is a great thing. So before we get into it, not that anybody, I think, in the chat room needs to hear this, but I'm going to get it together, Michael. Be like Kanye. Okay. I got the rules here for the show. And I will read them now. Rule number one, no hate speech. We've never done that. We never will. And yes, we enforce that. Rule number two, please skew PG-13 if you can. We're not in the business of censorship, but we want to make this a friendly place for younger people to listen to poetry with their families or whatever. And it's just a way we can do it. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. It is, it's just a thing that's respectful, and it just keeps the flow of the show going really nicely. Rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. It's pretty easy to figure out how it will set in there. Rule number five, just like any great Facebook group, any good forum, please don't go over the top with self-promotion. If you have like one thing going on you're excited about, that's fine to mention that. No big deal. But if we're just starting to just like spam and drop things, it doesn't work. I mean, we've looked at it. It doesn't drive traffic, and it just kind of makes everybody sit back and tune out. We just don't want to do that. Rule number six, your comments, your suggestions are absolutely needed and loved here. So if you want to send us something, if you want to tell us something, I would send it to us instead of just saying it on the show, because JT and I are all doing stuff. It's really hard for us to remember everything. So send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or in the contact form. That's a great way to get us. All right. Anything that I left out, JT?
No, I think we covered everything.
Now that we're co-rulers.
Right.
By the way, that was the election was for King of Colorado. So
JT
and I have now decided to, much like the Roman Empire did, I'll give you, JT, I'll be really generous. Uh-huh. You can have the southern part.
Okay.
You can have Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Trinidad. Have a ball, my friend.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like those places.
Okay, good. Anybody who's driven through is like, no, don't take that. All right. And
but at least I have a bomb shelter in one of them.
Hey, that is true. You do own NORAD at that point. Yeah. Very true. All right. So the number for the first five callers in the segment is going to be 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
In my first act as king of the northern part of Colorado, I have to say, we've been receiving a lot of mail from a lot of people in your part of Colorado.
Oh?
Saying we desperately want to be part of northern Colorado. There's just desperately. And it turns out most people, if you ask them, they may not say it out in the polls, but ask them privately, they want to be part of northern Colorado. So my first act, of course, with respect, JT, is that I am now going to annex southern Colorado and just make it part of northern Colorado.
But yeah, but I want to see these numbers.
They're just out. I mean, ask anybody. They're just there. They're, you know, it's everybody knows this. You don't know this. You're just so out of touch, or you're just pretending you don't know.
Oh, so strange. I feel like I'm living somewhere else.
Huh. It's JT. It's a place we've all been living in for the last year. It's called Bizarro World.
What?
You know, I was talking to my brother today, really quickly.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, it's the misconception is that when it turns, the clock strikes midnight and it turns to 2021, that this is all be different. It's not just this year. It's going to keep going. And then my brother goes, yeah, but wouldn't it be funny if everything stopped on 2020, like when it turned 2021? And I'm like, COVID's gone. Everything's gone. And the thing is, we would be so weirded out and so freaked out. We'd be waiting for the hammer to drop for the entire next year. We'd just be like, what's going to happen today?
you know, you're right.
Yeah, it would actually be a very fitting, hilarious thing that, and very dark at the exact same time. So now, before we get into the awesome callers we have, and we do have five awesome callers lined up here, I'm going to read a submission from Natalia Govsha, a great friend of the show. This is called The Calm Before the Storm. Here we go. There, in a strange liquid calm, the morning star hangs and rises, rolling the first pink drops of dawn in the twilight of a vague night. It seems that dawn is dripping down the temples of the head of the sky and turns the reality of Earth into illusory another world. Where the horizon is clear and boundless, their eyes are open, the brain thinks, and where there is no peace for violence and lawlessness. But here and now, at the crossroads of today's madness and kneeling the calm before the storm, blood will break out the storm and bleeding, and crowd stress will step straight into that, and everyone will eventually face it. And an ominous dance with death will roll across the reckless ground with sand like shattered bones, with pouring rain like pouring blood, trying to change the course of life. You shut your ears and close your eyes so the sand and rain don't get inside. You go through the storm with fastness. You go step by step and fight. And that was The Calm Before the Storm by Natalia Govsha. If you want to send a piece, oh, Natalia, thank you so much for sending that in. If you want to send a piece like Natalia did, you can, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or in the contact form, just indicate it is something to be read on the show. All right, let's head let's go to our first caller for the night. Let's go to George in Michigan. Hello, George. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. I'm a little tired. I just got off the phone from the White House.
Oh, good. Yes.
And and they wanted to know if I could find some hanging chads in Michigan.
Oh my God.
And I offered him my hanging chad. No, I didn't say that. But anyway.
You know, every time I see news about what's going on in Michigan, I instantly think of you. And Dennis.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis delivered Michigan, Biden.
Single-handedly?
He did it single-handedly. Oh, yeah. It's just him. He called a few of his friends, and he started reading his poetry, and they said, well, whoa, what can I do to have this in? He said, go vote. Oh, no, I know. Now I know he's going to get me. Man. He'll get me back for
he'll,
sure.
He'll get you now. That's for sure.
Hey, by the way, you guys, even your king being king, you know, Michigan had it, the only king in the history of America.
Oh, really?
His name was, he claimed it. His name was King James Strang, King Strang, and he was a Mormon who got upset with all the other guys that went to Salt Lake City, He went up to Beaver Island. He went up to Beaver Island, you know, Michigan, and he formed this kingdom.
He
named
sure
himself,
did.
Got crowned, and James Strang. But the thing is, he left the Mormons because he was against. What do you call it? Multiple marriage.
He was against polygamy.
Polygamy. Yeah,
wow.
He was against it. Well, then when he got up there, he found more than one woman he liked. So,
he pulled a Henry.
He pulled a Henry. Yeah, he just pulled a Henry, and he was funny. As one of the angry husbands, that he soon began to collect them. The women and wives, and one of the husbands didn't like it, so he shot him.
Oh,
that's a story. And but yeah, you can look up King Strang.
I just did. I just did. This is pretty fascinating.
It really is a guy.
Yeah, I'm really gonna look him up.
Well, America had a king, you know, for a while.
Now, did you
1840?
Did you ever look up Emperor Norton? Do you know who he is?
Is that the guy that was up in the mountains? over toward south of Denver?
No. Emperor Norton was a guy in California, and they think he was a mentally ill guy, but he called himself the Emperor Norton. He made his own money, but he became so respected and so loved in the area. It was the largest public funeral in, I think, Los Angeles history. And
really?
People started accepting the money. He sent a letter to Congress disbanding them. Yeah, you should really look it up. He was fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I know, me too, right? It's kind of like maybe he was ahead of his time. But at any rate, anyway. So yeah.
I'll look him up too.
There we go. So yeah. Now monarchs are emperors and kings of the United States. There you learn something every time you tune into World Poetry Open Mic.
No, that's right. It's our lesson.
Right.
I'm gonna do a cover tonight. Julie Cummings is, in fact, she lives in Conifer, Colorado, and she's president of the National Federation of State Poetry Societies, and you know, accomplished poet, published and all that. And she gave me permission to read one of her poems, and Julie is, I think, of Native American, at least some in her background. And she's also actually lived in northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, for a while before she went out about 30 years ago. She came out to Colorado. But this poem, I think, is really good. It's called, and you guys it'll be warm with you guys because the name's your favorite highway. It's called I-25. And this, by the way, this goes back about 8 years since she wrote this. Anyway, I-25. I'm driving 75 miles per hour on the highway on my way to somewhere, and yet you don't see me. I know I'm over the speed limit, but I need to be. This is where it's safe. It's too slow in the other lanes. Reminds me of sixth grade. I sat in the back of the room, and you didn't see me. I was absent each day during reading. I didn't like the books you chose to read. I tested higher than most, but failed in your eyes. Unmotivated, unorganized, lazy is what you call me in front of my peers. I knew I wasn't, but you didn't see. I knew I was over the read limit I needed to be. It was too low for me. You didn't know what I needed, and you never asked. Just assumed I liked hearing about heroes and holidays. And not my people's ways. I want to be heard. I want you to recognize what you were doing to me, holding me back without even knowing who I am. I am the child you don't see. I know in my heart that fast lane doesn't include students like me. The red, white, and blue doesn't include me. You tell me so every time you don't include the stories of my culture or pictures in class of people like me. Don't include my family. I want to be seen. I want to achieve. I'm going to keep on driving in this lane until you don't cut me off anymore. And a piece by Julie Cummings.
Wow. It's a beautifully done piece. And I can really vividly imagine I-25 there in that piece.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She's good. And, I ordered one of her books to Dennis knows her personally. I think he's been with her at the big meetings in Colorado and so forth. But
I remember when he was here for that. Yeah, I'm gonna connect with her here. I think that's a
why don't
I know her? What's going on here? All right.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, she used to have a Dennis when that Dennis comes on, ask him. What was the name? I think it was called Ziggy's Place or something, where they read some poetry. Does that sound right to you guys? A few years ago,
Or Ziggy's.
Maybe not Ziggy's Place.
Ziggy. Yeah, there's a place called Ziggy's something. I just can't remember.
Ziggy's open. Yeah, they had an open mic, and I think when Dennis comes on, he can tell you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
That looks right. George, thank you so much. And thank you for update from the White House. We appreciate that.
All right. Anytime.
All right.
Anytime.
Thank you, sir.
See you later.
And that was George in the number one spot here calling from Michigan. Laying it down, JT.
Yeah.
Laying it down for other people to lay down further.
If that's possible, yes.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You can't do more laying down. You just got to lay down.
Okay.
Or as this dog says, you got to get up to get down, you know. Hmm. Let's go to Dennis, also in Michigan. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, yes, it's Friday night. Where else would I be?
Of course. Well, hey, same thing with us, but we really do appreciate everything you do for us, so thank you.
Well, I try, but I haven't done enough, it looks like, but that's okay. We'll can do what we do.
Hey, you've done a lot. You've done a lot. And we do appreciate you. So,
That's mutual. You know that.
Yeah, we do know that. So, what do you have for us this week?
All right. I have a poem of my own. It was written a number of years ago, but I throw it out there. See if anybody salutes it. the title is The Hanging Tree. The horses were always skittish, wanting some other place to be. Their demeanor turned quite surly as they neared the hanging tree. The legend says restless spirits still roam round its aged trunk. Here, innocent men were hanged by some vigilante drunks. A cool breeze always whistles through each gnarled branch. Learn from these keen horses and head back towards the ranch. End of poem.
Wow. That seems much more poignant at this exact moment, Dennis, I have to tell you. Man.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I just.
It's a good piece, though.
A really good piece.
It's a little bit short. It could have probably been developed a little bit more, but it's a short story.
I like it. I like it quite a bit. And thank you, sir. Really. How are you doing out there? How's this crazy week been for you?
This crazy week has drug on and back and forth and up and down and sideways, and it's just the madness continues.
Just keeps on going, huh?
It keeps on going. We get good news, we get bad news, we get no resolution.
Yeah.
But hopefully by January we have it straight.
Yeah. Well, I hope so also. I hope so also. And we'll still be around. We'll definitely be around in other forms here, so we'll be in touch, and we'll be talking with you throughout this whole time.
Indeed. I sure hope so.
Oh, we will. No worries.
Just because Friday night open mic may not be a regular thing by then, we'll still be communicating, that's for sure.
Oh, big time.
We've developed some great friendships, and that just doesn't go away, you know. It'll still be there, and I'll be active in that. So, thank you again for all you do for us, because it's been wonderful. And I noticed you haven't mentioned that November is your anniversary month.
That's right.
And it's another milestone that you guys ought to be proud of. I certainly am glad to be part of the show for the number of years that you've maintained it. So thanks again. You guys are wonderful hosts.
Hey, really appreciate that. Thank you, sir. And it's all with the community as well. I think we all put this together ourselves. We all did it together.
We have a great collection of poets here. And we're not just poets, we're family. So It's a wonderful thing. So I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic and say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, also in the number two part of the first segment here. The number two part, the number two spot, the number the second spot.
Really interesting. You've been talking all day.
You can tell.
Yep.
You can tell. And I've been just going. Happened last night, too.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Conferences last night. Ooh. Full school day.
Another set of conferences.
Two different schools.
Oh, so they had two different weeks.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay.
All right. Let's head now to a place I like to call Connecticut. Why? Because that's its name. And let's visit with Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I was moved out of my room because of we had a leak from the third floor. There, one of the water heaters broke and dribbled down my bedroom wall. And so they came in and dried it all up for me. And then in 2 days or 3 days, we had black mold there. So they had to come and clean that up.
Yes,
and then the following day, they came and painted it. Yeah. I'm really, like, out of my room for 3 days, sleeping on the sofa. So it's, like, really... So I'm out of my room from, you know, with my computer and all. And so it's really interesting. I have my daughters in here, but I have my earbuds in, so they couldn't hear the program. Anyway.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's got to feel, I mean, just being displaced from where you're sleeping makes things a little bit harder, too. And everything else has been nuts this week also.
Oh, God. And then last night I stayed up two nights in a row.
Oh, see, that you can't do that. I decided I was just going to sleep on it and find out in the morning.
I couldn't. I thought, oh, last night it's going to happen. And then it didn't.
Of course not. Of course not.
And then I had to get up early this morning. Well, early for me. And I had my meeting, so it was really, and all, everything's always on Zoom, so you have to look good, too.
Just from the waist up.
Yeah.
Just from the waist up.
Right. But the thing is, I didn't want to put on pants, so I threw on a dress. Guys can't do that. But
well, yeah, we can, actually.
We could.
Believe it or not, we can. Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you have to leave? Then you're, you know.
Hey, the trick is you wear a kilt. Yeah. You wear a kilt, and then if they say anything, you go, what? Because of my ancestors.
Right.
So I wrote a poem for the Garden of Poetry and Prose, and it's called, what is this poem called? It's called On Being Both the Poet and the Poem of Your Life. And it's a quote from Jaime Gil de Biedma. And it's based on this quote. I believed that I wanted to be a poet, but deep down, I just wanted to be a poem. And there are some prompts in there I forgot. But anyway, this is called On Being Both the Poet and the Poem of Your Life. If I were a lyrical flowing poem, my life would be filled with fantastic realms and beautiful people living serene and auspicious lives. My mind would be cleared of the horror that surrounds us today, and scenes of lush foliage and colorful experiences would fill it instead. I would be the poet of my poem and decide which scenes to add, so my life would be a luxuriant and lavish adventure, flowing from day to day with a beauty and structure, perhaps the repetition of a rhyming couplet of a loving touch done in two ways. My life would be a world of joy and not full of what is now a bleak future. I had never realized I would be living through, as if a dystopian novel had come to life, and I was one of the characters forced to live in this made-up world. Instead of that dissonant and discordant world I am in, the poem would be a haven. This haven would be wrapping me in the inexplicable delight of flowering gardens and bird songs filling the fragrant air, and there would be no need to sit, for in a poem, the characters are always in flux and never actually sitting still. Though perhaps in my poem, I might take time to look over my extensive green valleys. I would be both the poet and the poem, so I would have the satisfaction of seeing how my words are working on the ones who are reading them, or maybe in this case, living them. And then I could also edit myself as I continued to live the life only hitherto set forth in verses that sprang from my fingers. End poem.
Wow, very well done. That was a really cool piece.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what happens with the Garden of Poetry and Prose makes me think, you know, it's like things that I hadn't thought of. And then maybe I could be the poet and the poem.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to get off the phone so that you guys can do the other people. And glad that some of my favorite people are here tonight. And, you know, we're all keeping our fingers crossed for a good ending.
Yes. Yes. So are we. And I think, you know, I ultimately hold up the fact, or the, not the fact, but the belief that the truth and goodness will win out. We just got to keep our head down and remember who we are.
Yep. Truth, justice in the American way.
Yep. Or just truth and justice in the human way. Let's try that too, you know?
Okay. We can do that too.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Barbara.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut in the number three position here in the first segment. All right. Now we're going to travel to our first international caller of the evening, calling us from British Columbia, Vancouver specifically. Let's go to Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, great show.
Oh, thank you for that. We've been a little loopy today.
Well, you got a whole kingdom, right?
That's right. It's a hard thing to do.
Hey, all that matters is you have a kingdom. Your mental health doesn't matter at all once you got in.
That's, you know what? That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sad truth.
It is a sad truth. I hope this isn't the case, but we're not as stressful to you up there as it is to us down here, right?
It's the main thing on everybody's mind. And at the same time, it's really intense because, I mean, we have a great country, but we're very, you know, low impact on the world, kind of.
Yeah, I've always viewed it as it's interesting how the U.S. politics affect the world on how they view.
That being said, I will say
it's a good partnership.
The fact that Canada is kind of low impact is actually part of Canada's charm for us too. It's like, oh, people who know how to shut up sometimes. It's amazing. We really have a hard time with that in this country.
It also takes the pressure off because, like, we've had bad leaders too, but they can't do as, like, you can't do as much damage up here. You can, like, put some lakes at risk and hopefully the next guy will put them back in shape again. Yeah, that's it. It doesn't make your news the way yours makes our news.
Yeah, that's perfect. Great example.
That's actually a true story. That was the bad thing Harper did, and I think Trudeau fixed it.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, that's crazy. Oh.
Yeah.
So at any rate, well, we're sorry about that, and we're trying to make it better. We're all really working to make it better, but we're just hoping that you know, we're not going to have World Poetry Open Mic, the Civil War edition.
We're hoping the calm returns.
Yeah. We don't want the Ken Burns, you know, version of this.
Actually, one great thing is that I won't talk forever about it, but it feels like democracy is working. Whatever. You know, I have my hopes of how I hope it's going to work out. But the fact that it's taking so long to count everything and that things are being counted, we're just like, yes, democracy is still intact.
Yes.
And the government is still the government.
That's what's on our minds. But also, there's this really, I think everyone through the world has this opportunity when we don't know yet and we're in limbo, we can go for walks outside or look out the window be with ourselves and just write.
Right.
It's kind of this wonderful gift of time of not knowing. I'm purposely not checking, but hoping to be with good people when we find out.
Good for you. No, I like that quite a bit. And I think I've been using this as an opportunity to check in and stay kind of present mentally and stay in my own kind of sphere of influence and not let myself get too overextended emotionally. And it's a little bit tricky. I mean, it's everywhere. There's a lot of pressure, as I'm sure there is everywhere. I'm trying to use it as an opportunity personally.
That was for me today. I was just looking out the window. It's an opportunity to just be at peace for however long we can be.
Yes.
So I was just looking outside. I stayed inside all day, actually. I get to work from home right now, and I just looked out the window. It was really beautiful. The smoke is clear. The skies are blue. You know, things are quite beautiful. And so I was thinking of my grandparents a lot. One of the things that really struck me, I put it in my poem about the fire, is when all the smoke goes away, the beauty of ordinary light. And so to me, my grandparents were the beauty of an ordinary day. And so I kind of felt that they were with me all day today, which is why I wanted to read this poem. I read it before. It's from my Rainforest and Russet book. And it's called Pine Boughs and Sweet Grass. Pine boughs curve gently into the sky, spiraling through clouds. Beneath their frosted amber, tiny pearls on slender teal twigs hold steady as wind moves through gossamer. From crow's vermilion throat, a call through all the shades of grass. The sun speaks patterns of flight on textured elm trunks. Everything eventually holds part of the story. Bowing below tangerine, lemon, and lime, ivy leaves turn crimson. Voices of endurance lock deep inside. Mica dissolves to dust, the richness of my grandfather's soul ascending in the charcoal sky. Savory scents of summer woven into prayer by the warmth of the oven. Kettle whistles like a Chinook across the plains. Sweetgrass in the wind. End poem.
Wow. Yeah, that, I remember that piece, and I remember loving it last time just as much as I did just then. Very, very well done. Yeah.
Thank you. It's the view across my street at this time of the year in many ways.
Wow. See, and I think that being present is so important right now, and that's what that reminds me of also.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show and for hosting us all.
Of course. Of course. And thank you so much for being here. We're happy you could join us.
All right. We'll talk to you on the return.
Sounds wonderful. Great. We'll talk to you then. And that was Cynthia Collin from Vancouver, British Columbia, in the number 4 position here in the first segment. You know, there's a good chance, JT, that I'm going to be working from home here again very soon. And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of determined. I've been really in my cocoon.
Yeah.
For, you know, last year was really strange because I went kind of full time into work, and I'd been public about this, so it's nothing new. I had been on Adderall for about 9 months. It had been helping me be productive, but it was just felt normal. And I just started realizing I was starting to have some weird thought patterns and there were symptoms. So I went off of it and it knocked me flat for like 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah.
Where you can't focus. And, actually, and I've found people who've been on it who suddenly couldn't focus for 3 years.
Ugh.
I mean, I can't imagine. Anyway, I came out of it, and then everything was good, and then 3 months, and then COVID hit, right? So
yeah.
I've been just really in kind of this this weird kind of cocoon thing, but I've just realized how much more empowered and how much better I feel when I'm putting things out into the world, whether it's just a short video or a podcast or writing and all that. And, you know, I'm really just feeling like, I'll be doing it anyway, but especially if I go under shutdown, I'll start doing some more live stuff, doing quite a bit of live stuff, and or doing videos or just doing whatever. And I think that'll help me connect more and put things out. So
absolutely.
So everybody listening, you'll hear it now. Well, you hear it now. So if that does happen, which it's really looking like it's going to do here in Colorado,
yeah.
Then you'll be seeing a lot more of me, whether you want to or not. Of course, you can always just not listen or not watch, which is totally fair. All right, let's go to a guy who is always a great supporter, and I really love his work, and I hope to support him a lot. Let's go to Zach in upstate New York. Hey, Zach, you there?
Nope, he's going to have to call
in. Yeah, Zach.
It's a time thing.
Yeah, we weren't sure about the number. So if you can hear us, we can't hear you. So just hang up and give us a call right back, and we'll take you live. Oh, boy.
It was close. It was close.
Pretty close. Pretty close. Yeah. Hmm.
I think it's a time thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
The amount of time that we have someone on hold?
Yes. Which is, you know.
It's funny how we're figuring that out now.
Well, you know. hey, sometimes the pattern doesn't show itself.
I get it. I get this. I really do. All right. Hey, Zach, how's it going, sir?
Hello. Woo-hoo. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Woo. We're very happy that you're here with us. And how's everything where you are?
It's going crazy. You know, I have a lot of friends in the LGBTQ community and a lot of women, so they are really nervous and they are really scared and they're really hoping for Biden.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I think lots of people are scared and nervous on multiple sides, you know, and it's just one of those things where I think we all believe that what we're pushing for is the best thing for the country and so that's one thing at least we can agree on there. And it might fall apart after that, but we agree at that part right there, right? So let's remember that. that we're all trying to make things better. And then maybe let's not show up in large groups with weapons and things. That's just a suggestion.
Well, baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. Let's maybe just put the guns down. How about that? That's a baby step.
That's always a good baby
step. Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, so what do you have for us, Zach?
This is a piece that I wrote this week. You know. It's all about the fact that, you know, we call it the United States of America, but, you know, if this election has proven anything, it's that no matter how united that how proud we cling to united, we're still so divided. But, and the way they get back to united is, through, acknowledging, who we are as people. And so this is called Beautiful, Fallible Humans. Yes, we are part of the United States of America. And yes, it's important to be proud of where you come from and live from. But it doesn't matter how united we are. We will always be divided some way. But that's okay, because we still work together. We're still human. I know you're probably sick of me saying that word, but the fact is, we can't be proud of where we live, where we come from. We can't make social change until we're proud to be what we really are, beautiful, fallible humans. End of peace.
You know, Zach, I really liked that piece when you sent it to me a few days ago. It might have just been yesterday or 2 days ago, I thought really, really well done. And I think those are important points at the moment as well. We need to remember the humanity present in everybody.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing about, you know, the democracy is the whole concept of a democracy seems to be that, you know, that we're all coming together for the same goal and, you know, we all needed to have a say, and the only way we can do that, like the fact that we do that proves that we're human, that even though we're going to disagree, we can still agree that we have some common goals.
You know, and I hope that we can. I think there's right now, there's been a lot done to keep us from being able to do that with each other. And I think there's some people who just absolutely will not agree with the other side because they're coming from two different understandings of the situation. And I hope, and I would say to anybody listening, if you're the praying kind, say a prayer for everybody, because I think I really don't want to see this go the direction it could go. And I think we need to find a way to be able to sort through our differences like human beings and understanding the value of human life. I think that could get lost very easily.
Well, I think the it is still though important to, you know, acknowledge that you know, we're still human and everything, but despite that, bullying and just like everything else, bullying is subjective. So, you know, I mean, it all comes down to personal experience. And even if you segregated, even if you divided everything up by class or by, you know, racial or whatever, you're still going to get bullying because your situation is different than mine. And, you know, I just think that's an important thing to think about.
Absolutely. No, I absolutely agree. I think there's lots of different shades of it. Some would say 50 shades of it. But we'll get to it. JT's just shaking his head at me right now. All right. So anyway, Zach, thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. And we will talk to you during the return. Oh, and by the way, I got your a side note. I got your message, and I'm going to check calendar stuff and get back to you about it, okay?
Okay, awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye. And that was Zach Kahn from upstate New York. I know, cryptic messages back and forth. That's okay.
Yeah, what the?
We'll share later.
I know.
Share later.
You're good.
We're all cool. All right. JT.
You're adding somebody to the kingdom, aren't you?
Gird your loins, man. Because, yeah. Yeah, Zach's going to be my my deputy of humanity.
Okay. Well, all right.
We could even share the deputy of humanity.
I think we should.
Humanity is prevalent in your small kingdom and mine, my larger kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we could have him write a book of apologies about Pueblo. Called We're Sorry, put out by Pueblo, Colorado, collectively.
Well, all of Pueblo could just march right up here and go, really? Just...
Yeah, yeah, and we could have the suburb of Lakewood go and meet them. All right. See, I love that we're actually doing this. Okay, so you know what it's time for?
Yeah?
It's time for the first three clues of this month's Poet of the Month. Oh, yeah! It's that time, everybody. I know everybody gets so excited about these. It's like a small rock concert in the middle of the show. Woo! It's the three clues. Here we go. Clue number one for this mysterious poet whose name is revealed during this month. Well, and yes.
Well, what do we do if we know it?
You should send us an email. Don't put it in the chat room. We're not going to see that. No one wants to see that business. But if you figure it out, you get to choose what songs are sung on Studio X, one of the studio. There's going to be multiple Studio X's in December 2008. I'm just telling you, 2020.
Yeah, there's three.
Yeah, it's going to be multiple, multiple times. But you get to choose a song that that will be performed. Hmm. So here are our first three clues.
Okay.
Clue number one. Hidden in the breach, dear friends. Hidden in the breach, dear friends. Clue number two. Throne to pen. And clue number three, linguist across channels. Once again, number one, hidden in the breach, dear friends. Two, thrown to pen. And three, linguist across all channels. Now, if you go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and click on Poet of the Month, you'll see that those have already been put up. So you will be able to see them if you're working through trying to figure out who that is.
It's Jiminy Cricket.
No. This were your first three clues of November 2020's Poet of the Month. Zutalo! All right, time for us to head into the second segment.
Oh, gosh.
This is what I'm just going to do the entire time. Les poissons. Okay. We need five more unique callers. Number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. hot, hot like this, I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
So, JT, I don't know if you noticed this, but we're in the second segment, man.
Yes, we are.
This is exciting stuff. Now, I don't have another submission to read, so we're just going to get right into the action.
Right into it?
Right into the action, my friend. All right. We're going to do a nosedive straight into the action. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio to visit with Mama Oladeji.
We're going to do a nosedive straight into the action. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio to visit with Mama Oladeji. We're going to do a nosedive straight into the action.
Hello, Mama.
Okay. Hello, my darling. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you?
You sound good. Well, a little confused, mixed up, and stuff like that, but it worked out. So, yeah, I lost all my contacts in my phone.
Oh, no.
Couldn't find the phone number to call in, so I got my old phone. I had to sit here one by one and look up numbers in my iPhone. Wow. And I was on the phone with AT&T. They tried to help me, but then it said, Sync not working right now, after we got all the way to the end with a light.
Oh, no.
It's not working. So it's been really rough. And trying to keep my eyes on the what's going on at the same time. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, everybody else. But I'm glad to be here. So I think we only have 2 more weeks left before we depart one another's.
We've got more than that. We've got let me count how many weeks we have. We got way more than that.
I think we got like 7?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because because we're going till December 18th. So I'm looking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 weeks.
After tonight.
That's
cool. That's cool.
We're around. And then even after that, Mama, we're around. We're just going to be taking a different form. That's all.
Okay, well, I know nobody ever got back with me to know if we're going to do like a Zoom once a month or something.
I,
and there's another one called...
Yeah. Well, I think honestly, on my end, I'm just like in maybe when we shut down, we could figure out something like that because I'm getting so ready to shut down, but I'm running a million miles an hour right now. It's hard for me to think about extra stuff, but that's not saying we shouldn't do it. I think we should definitely talk about it, and especially if we go into another kind of shutdown thing, which at least here in Colorado looks like it's going to happen, then we definitely should plan something.
All right. Well, the name of this piece is called There's a Trail. Predestined. And it was an old poet. I can't remember his name right now because my mind is not functioning properly. But he was a very old poet, of one in the early 1900s. And he wrote a poem called Opportunity. And I got the inspiration from his poem. So I'm going to read my poem. There is a trail predestined. If anybody wants to Google the poem Opportunity and find out what his name is, you can tell me at the end of this piece. It goes like this. I can walk in the footprints of opportunity. I can pass many doors and gates that seem blocked. But if I never ring a bell or knock, how shall my opportunity become unlocked? How will my fate know that I'm there if I stand by yet no action take? If I miss one chance and yet I wait, will I be recognized by fate? Unlike first impressions, opportunity gives you many chances, and it also comes in many disguises, offering many surprises. Opportunity is likened to a city bus. Miss one, another is sure to come. I can follow the footprints of opportunity and arrive a little late. If I miss one opportunity, there's another one coming if I wait. Opportunities never lack for the living. Knock hard on that door. Ring, ring that bell. Catch
that opportunity passing by, remember, opportunities never cease until you die. Opportunity smiles on you when you are prepared. Receive it and achieve your goal whenever opportunity is there. In peace.
Boom. Mama Leachy bringing it as always. hey, way to go. Fantastic. Always.
Thank you.
Means a lot, Mama. And you know what? We'll definitely figure out the Zoom stuff, okay? Let's get through. How about we get through December? We get through December 18th. We get through all that, and then maybe we can look at like either end of December or like or in January. Maybe we'll set up a time. And we were just talking a minute ago about doing something like setting up the time, sending out the link, and saying if you want to join us, come drop in. If not, you know, it's cool. And then we can just hang out that whole time. It'll be like a drop-in open mic.
I'm kind of lost, but you can explain it to me. I'll hit you up in
Yeah, I'll explain it to you outside of here. Yeah.
So, Mama.
Okay, yeah.
Mama, I know you I know you can't get to the chat room right now, right?
I'm looking at the chat room. I just can't respond.
Oh, okay. So Dennis did respond with the poet. For opportunity.
Okay, opportunity, that was Roland, right?
Okay,
thank you. Yeah, okay, that was I was way off.
I
said early 1900s. That's late
1800s. Okay, thank you. Hey, you got it. All right, Mama, we love you. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Very much so. Thank you too, and I love you both.
All right,
and everybody else in the chat room.
All right, thank you, Mama. And that was Mamola Deji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Fantastic, fantastic poet. And speaking of fantastic poets, here's a guy whose work I've been really enjoying. And he calls Cynthia one of his mentors and inspirations here. And I think he brings a lot of value himself. Let's go to Egon, also calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, Egon, welcome back, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen, and how are you?
We're doing well. We're lasting through, and more than that, we're ready to see the world get better. You know, that's what we're hoping.
Yes. It's funny. I've been in front of the boob tube for the last 3-4 days, and yeah. Man alive, I'm telling you, I don't really like it that much.
Sorry about that. If we were apologizing to Cynthia, sorry about our politics
being
so nuts.
Is this your fault?
Well, it's see, this is the thing. The people who are causing this issue would never say sorry for something like this. But there's a lot of really good people in this country. I promise you. And
I know.
We're not down with this kind of craziness. So.
I had an email from a friend that I met on a cruise last November. He's in California, and he was a supporter of someone that will remain nameless. But he wrote me a note a couple of days ago, and he says, you know, I hate to see what's going on, especially with a couple of the speeches and what have you. And the comments earlier about, you know, the 51st state, or I should say maybe we're talking about the 14th province. But, you know, we're neighbors, and we're only separated by a very, very thin line. So
that's true. And we're very similar. I mean, it's
absolutely, and especially where you folks live. I mean, compare you know that area to like Colorado, Montana, Washington.
Yeah,
I've lived in a lot of the states, and compare that to the interior of BC, and it's incredible how the people are very very similar in their. In their thoughts and the way in their deportment.
Yes. That's I can totally see it in you know We're like I said, we're working to make it better. So we hope it gets there.
Well, you know, I was earlier thinking of reading something I had written, but it has, unfortunately, the individual who's hiding in the White House bunker at the moment. So I thought I would change it. And no, it just mentioned him in passing. It wasn't about him, trust me.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
Because otherwise I would not be allowed to read it, period.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But I found one thing as I get a little bit longer in the tooth that I tend to write some essays and rants and so on, and some of them end up in kind of poetic format, and this is going to be one of those. There are about four items in one. It's called Open and Free and Rhyming Verse. While Picasso painted pictures with paints, I prefer to paint pictures with words. Finding the right words to express my thoughts can, however, be arduous at times. Free verse and open verse are some formats, and iambic pentameter and rhymes may add lyrical sounds to the scribbles. Or perhaps not. For example, where is it written that a verse must rhyme, except perhaps in my own mind, and that it must conform to a certain number of lines and with strict formatting, or require a set of numbers of syllables, allow no caps or commas or periods or punctuation of any kind? Nay, it is not written thus. So just leave it in the reader's imagination to fill in the missing details. But I might also write a rhyming couplet like, with all that having been said, yet I also have a dread that unrhymed words I must axe, 'cause I love rhyming syntax. Or maybe I'll choose to rhyme alternate lines. With all that having been said, I love the sound of syntax, but I also have a dread that unrhymed lines I must axe. The end of my rant.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah,
Egon.
Yeah,
that
really
was fun.
Enjoyable. Yeah, thank you.
You know, that was actually, I could say responsible or inspired by Cynthia, depending on how it is received. Anyway, no, seriously, she was a delight. She was a fabulous teacher, and she is still a very, very good friend.
Very good. Very good. And, I mean, I've found that I really more and more just deeply value the teachers in my life, especially now that I know what it's like to be one. I think, oh, my God, what did I do to you? But
absolutely.
You know, oh, but it is it's a meaningful thing.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen, for the stage and the format, and hopefully we'll be in touch.
We will. Absolutely, sir. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night. And that was Egon calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, the number two spot in the return. Not the return. What am I talking about? The second segment.
There you
I don't
go.
Know what's going on here anymore, JT.
Well, it's my kingdom now. So
Nope. Mm-mm.
You sure?
Yep.
You just
everybody
right.
wants. Everybody likes me more.
That's right.
Okay. They tell me that. Everybody knows. And all the stuff you have saying the other saying the opposite, it's fake, man. Stop faking stuff.
Well, but I have the data. That
everybody loves me, man.
I just have.
Everybody loves me.
But I have the data.
Look at this. Look at this face. Everybody loves me, man.
You know what? You got a point.
You know that? You just know. One, two, three. You know what? Everybody loves me.
Oh, all right.
All right. So before we go to the return engagement, we have a little segment we like to call Poetic Form of the Month. That's what they play every time I walk into a room. I don't even ask them to. They just do it. They're fanatics. I don't really know what this is all about. The poetic form of this month is an ode. Exactly. An ode. In a time where everybody is at each other's throat, an ode praise poetry, where we're praising people or things. An ode is a poetic form formed for flattery. There are three types of odes, the Horatian, the Pindaric, and the irregular. The Horatian ode, named for the Latin poet Horace, contains one stanza patterns that repeat throughout the poem, usually 2 to 4 lines in length. The Pindaric ode, named for the Greek poet Pindar, is made up of a pattern of 3 stanzas called triads. And the type of ode can be composed of several triads, but the first, the strophe, and the second, antistrophe, should be identical metrically with the third epod, wandering off in its own metrical path. And then an irregular ode, named for no one in particular, except for that one guy, irregular, does away with formalities and focuses on praising the aspect of the note, which I like. I just like the screw all the rules. I'm just going to tell you how awesome you are.
That's right.
And here's a really good example of a Pindaric ode. This is from the William Wordsworth poem "Ode on the Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood." Catchy title. Here we go. There was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth and every common sight, to me did seem apparelled in celestial light. The glory and the freshness of a dream is not now as it hath been of yore. Turn wheresoever I may, by night or day, the things which I have seen, I can see no more. So that's a good example of one. However, there's plenty more to learn from. So if you go to World Poetry Open Mic, .net, and you click on Poetic Form of the Month, you will see some more information about odes, and then you'll have some links on what you can click to learn more. So, our November 2020 Poetic Form of the Month is, you guessed it, an ode. Woohoo! Time to engage, but in the returning kind of way. So, aka the return engagement. Like that, JT?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, JT's all about that You're kind good. Of thing. That's right. That's because everybody loves me. So I'm just doing this to you know I'm joking, and it's still annoying. Yeah. That's the best part about this whole thing. All right, so anybody wants to call and share another piece, you can. Anybody wants to call for the first time and share, you can. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, everybody. We're back. This is my my new thing. I'm trying to use my Atlantic accent. The mid-Atlantic accent, anyway. Because I feel it makes me sound more aristocratic. What do you think?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, that's not very helpful or confidence-inspiring, but thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
All right, we're now going to head to some amazing colors that we have. And we're looking forward to this. Let's go, first of all, to... I'm just going to switch my normal voice.
Thank
this
you.
Is ridiculous.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm always glad to be back.
All right. yes, this is... it wouldn't feel like a show without you, Dennis. It really wouldn't, and I have to be honest. It's... Yeah, the times you haven't been on, it's just felt so strange.
Well, you were just too kind. Much too kind. But I'm good with that.
All right. Perfect.
It's been my pleasure. And it seems George hasn't had a reversal of fortune, but a reversal of position. He was first last time, I was second, and now... In the return engagement, I'm first and he's second.
It's kind of like you're having a wrestling match of punctuality. It's really incredible.
Yes, but it's still, Michigan takes the top two spots.
That's right. That's true.
So, it's all good for us.
All right.
All right. Well, I would like to read a cover poem. It's from a friend of ours on the show, Susanna Bailey. from Australia. And the title of this poem is The Billabong. And she starts it out with an author's note. It says, Billabong is an Australian word for an isolated pond left behind after a river changes course. I gave the billabong your name. Its broad reaches took your shape, nicotine dark. Sometimes I trace around the shore. Despite the unrelenting drought, there's no retreat. The edges have not hardened. They cannot be trusted with my weight. Crumble suddenly. Often, silver fish burst through. The air is diamond blinded. Yet, only the surface breaks. If I should bait a hook and hope to salvage something from the depths, the line gives way. So long since I first dragged myself, heaving, gasping to the shore like yesterday. End of poem, a poem by Susanna Bailey.
Whoa. First of all, solid, solid piece, and a great read, as always, Dennis. But wow, Susanna, fantastic.
Yeah, she writes some lovely poetry, and it's my pleasure to share that with you this evening.
Mm-hmm. Happy that you did, and thank you so much for that. That's one that's going to stick with me, I think. I have a feeling I'll be thinking about those lines tomorrow also.
Yes, well, that's good. Thanks again. It's always a pleasure to spend my Friday nights with you guys.
Hey, thank you, sir.
So, but and I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, even if he is George, and say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, the number one spot here in the return engagement. Now we're going to head to George, who during this tumultuous and tight race became number two in these. let's go now to George. Hey, George, how's it going, sir?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm still here.
Good.
That's rare for me to be. It's rare for me to be here this late. My computer usually dies about this time. Yeah, well, see, this is sort of a small. We're sort of a small town here, and when my neighbor flushes his toilet, my computer stops. So, anyway,
perfect.
That's perfect. Yeah, I'm going to read this thing. Oh, let's see, October 25th, whenever that was, sometime in the Trump day, in the Trump years. It's called A Dire Need. The combination of wrenching political divides and the virus are making our circles smaller, and we begin to value each other by who we vote for, and we hold closer those who love, and we push away those who hate. So we have a dire and urgent need for a new start. End of piece.
Very, very nicely done. JT, what'd you think, my friend?
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It hits it square. So.
Yeah. The great divide is going to be hard to break.
Yeah.
And it's deeper than I ever thought it would be.
Me too.
But.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was this. I didn't think there was, you know, don't get me going here. I'm done ranting, by the way. And so I'm at least I'm non-ranting for a few months, and maybe I'll find a new reason to rant. But
well,
the,
I'm sure it'll be it'll be around. It'll be around. I promise. There'll be a thing.
Yeah. I can sleep. I'm sleeping better. I really am sleeping better now, and I think a lot of us are that we're scared of this guy. And yeah. So anyway, you don't need to hear any more of that stuff from me. But this has really been fun tonight. And even if Dennis was here, not. Anyway.
That's great.
He knows me. He knows me quite well.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a good evening, and I really enjoyed it. It seemed like it went fast. I know there's four or five more readers, but thank you for, and I will be listening in.
Sounds great, sir. We will see you. We will talk to you next week, hopefully. And we're so glad that the computer worked out this week.
Yeah. Well, that got my wife out there in this mill wheel that she has to walk wheel to keep. Yeah. And she's glad when the show's over.
Well, tell her thank you from us.
No, I will.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
And that was George calling from Michigan. All right.
Just the fact that
the war.
No, I can't imagine putting my wife out into a wheel just to make my computer run.
Your wife wouldn't do it.
No, she wouldn't. She'd be like,
you'd just be without a computer.
Go up there with your laptop and walk in.
Yeah,
and
that's you.
Deal
that's
with
not
it.
Me. Yeah. All right, let's travel now to Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to talk with Mama Oladeji.
That's not me. All right, let's travel now to Cleveland, Ohio, where you're going to talk with Mama Oladeji.
That's the deal. It's not me.
Hey, Mama, how are you?
All right. Cleveland, Ohio, where
you're going to talk with Mama. Okay, I'm here.
All right, welcome back.
thank you. I got two pieces here. One is called Moved by Your Sermon, and the other one is called Love and a Good Massage. Which one you want to hear?
Mm. JT, you get to choose.
Ooh. I don't know why. Moved by Your Sermon.
All right.
Okay. Do not get the wrong impression. The way you move, talk, sing, and deliver could strike a chord in me. You turn me on. You turn me on when you tune me in to whatever, to your whatever, to your whatever. Your gigabytes excite. They upset my typeset, causing megabytes. But you look at me worried. Worried about my animated reaction. You wonder, are you turning me on? Well, hell yeah, but it's not worth the stress. It's just deep admiration, but you can't handle that. Aries, you are fire. You light me up, but hey, it's in a spiritual and artistic way, because I'm an Aries too. I'm like a groupie for the sermon. On Sunday, I said, I'm like a groupie for the sermon, but I have no extra loud amen for the pastor's persona. Y'all see, y'all tall, handsome, talented men, get it twisted. Always looking around, thinking somebody trying to get with you. And the pastor's wife, she looking at me all funny too. When I give you my overjoyed Aries reaction, y'all just get it twisted. See, my feelings for your talent is strong. And it seems like you're always rating me wrong. So there's no need to guard yourself. It's like me having a crush on Bobby Kimmett or Aries musician George Benson. It's me. I'm an Aries. And it's an Aries thing. I get a rush off of music and words. And you mustn't think my admiration means sexual feelings. And on that tip, chuckle, you're unappealing. So stop looking at me as if I were looking at you like a hungry bear. Stop trying to analyze me with your accusatory eyes and stop lying to yourself about my intentions. I'm just an Aries. Learn to appreciate and not depreciate my attention. I'm too deep to be shallow. So accept me for the ram I am. And don't read stuff into it like illegal, that's illegal or evil, you know. Those are not my thoughts. That is not my signal. That's your ego. And just like the preacher's wife, you're giving me the side eye. And you tripping. I was just moved by your sermon. That's that piece.
Wow. I love it.
I
thought that was great.
It was good. Yeah, really good.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, as always. That's some fun stuff right there, too. It really is. I'm a fan.
And with you, Michael, I'm moved by your singing.
Ah, thank you.
So don't get it twisted.
Don't worry. I don't. Even with the Aries, I don't get it twisted. Trust me.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
All right, Mama, we appreciate you. We love you. And we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you then. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, number 3 in the return engagement. All right. JT, are you ready? Should we go to Connecticut?
Sure.
That is not how anybody's ever said Connecticut before, by the way.
Just you.
I'm the first one ever.
That's right.
It's amazing. People are like, they've never even seen anything like this before. It's unbelievable.
It is.
This is crazy. We've never even seen anything like this. Did you hear what he calls Connecticut? It's the most correct anybody's ever said. Because everybody loves me. All right. Let's go now to Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, I almost didn't get you. I don't. I'm good. Just hanging out, waiting here. I love hearing all my friends read. So that was so great. Mama, especially, she always fires me up. I wish I could read like her, but she has so much passion.
She's so good, isn't she?
Oh God. I wish I had half that passion that I could put into my poetry, but she's just so mama, you know.
She's so mama, yeah.
There's only one of her. Right, yeah. Only one of her. So I'm going to read from my book, The Child Poet.
Okay.
A Poet, A Poetic Galaxy for Children, and that has been getting some good buzz lately. So this is from my part. There are two parts in it. I'll tell you later. Anyway, this poem is called Plants Need Weather. And remember, these are for children, so. One day, I planted a seed in the dirt, covered it up so it won't get hurt, watered it a little at first. New plants have a terrible thirst. I watched it every day before I went to play, and soon something starts to show. It's really small, but it will get bigger, I know. And the sun's rays help it along. I can see it is getting taller and strong. The rain falls and wets it all through. Big puddles form around it, and I don't know what to do. Will it wash away and stop growing? I worry a lot for the not knowing. But soon the sun shines bright again, and now I see how the weather had a plan. My little seed has grown so very tall. It has new leaves and is no longer small. Overnight there is a rain shower, and the next day I see the beginning of a flower. End poem.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thank you. This book had really made me like want to write poetry for children. I never thought I would, you know. But it's great because you get down into the thoughts of children. What would children think? How is a child thinking? You know, and you know, you go through a few tenses because children think in the now and the past together. So it's like, you know. Anyway, I just won't say any more, but it's a great book. I'll just say that. There, you know, the ones in front, if you're a little, you know, more into geography, that they're great too. My friend Brenda Mohammed and I did the book together. So just a little shout out to Brenda,
yeah,
whose poetry is also awesome. But she lives in India, so it's very hard to get people like that on the show. So have a great week, Michael. You're very quiet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just listening. Yeah, have a great week as well. And we'll just...
Yeah, hopefully everything will be settled by next week.
We hope so, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Everything will be settled by next week.
There you go.
Country will be back to normal. And, you know, everything will be fine. And I can, like I just wrote to George in the chat room, that I put my hope in a bubble until I needed it.
Well, so I'll tell you this. I've told JT, this is my prediction. I think that that he will realize he has nowhere to go. He won't concede, but he'll just accept. And then I think he will very quickly afterwards announce he's running in 2024 and start trying to campaign.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably with his awful people who voted for him.
That's just my prediction. We'll see what happens, huh?
No, you're probably right, Michael, because he can't stand losing and he doesn't want to have a losing situation, you know?
Yeah. Probably true. Anyway, yep. let's just do our best, huh?
We will. We will definitely shoulder on and, you know, and hope that this COVID thing gets under control, because every place here is now back to phase two.
Oh, yeah.
We're about there as well.
No, aren't we in three? We're in phase three.
Here. We were at phase three, but then they moved us to phase two.
Because three is not quite shut down, but it's right there, right? Yeah. So we're probably, from what I'm gathering, a week or two away from shutdown.
Yeah, we were almost at one, and now we're at two.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And my friend is having a wedding tomorrow, but somebody became a minister, so in the family, so they didn't have to get an outside minister. They're having it in someone's backyard.
Yeah, cool.
And they're just going to have tables out and have food there, and, you know, just everyone will be socially distanced, and, you know, it won't be a big place, big one, because they didn't invite more than immediate family, and, you know, just like...
Yep.
And her daughter, the one who's getting married, is a doctor. So she's like, I think, on call. Should be interesting. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later, and have a great week.
All right.
And I'll get off and let the next person get on. Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, a magical place. And now we're going to Vancouver, British Columbia, to speak with Cynthia. Let's hope it works and there's no Skype issue. Hello, Cynthia. Welcome back.
Thank you. This has been a wonderful evening.
It has been. It's been just really enjoyable.
I'm so glad I got to come. I have so much work to do. Like, I'm just swamped in deadlines. Yeah. And I wasn't sure if I was going to come, and 7 o'clock came up. I'm like, I just have to go. I have to have some fun.
We love that you did. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you. And what a great segment. I loved George's idea of a new start.
Yes. I think it's meaningful. We need to look at it this way, I think.
Just a human new start. I'm reading an old poem for this new start, but this is my poem, Autumn's Kintsugi, and I've read it a lot on here, but it's also what's going through my mind right now, just what you were talking about, Michael, about being present to where we are, being present to nature. And I probably explained it before, but Kintsugi is the Japanese practice of mending broken pottery with gold.
Yes.
Things are even more beautiful after they've been broken. So George's line about a new start got me thinking about that. We have this whole new beginning as humans, beyond politics. Just
that's right.
A humanity. So this is my finding healing by walking through Stanley Park in autumn. The autumn palette amid Robson shops, a callback to the bustle of Greenwich Village in student days. He brings me an almond latte beneath the heat lamps. Then we walk through Stanley Park Cedar, belonging to one another. Sounds of coffee and summer fading into the rose line of fall sunset. Above Third Beach in cool wind, southbound geese travel the sky. Nature as always. The birch and maple at peace on the mountain. Leaves fluttering like petals of gold in the wind. The natural erosion of passion into love. Cream and caramel butterflies finding their way into the light of the world. End poem.
Very, very well done. And I love that you brought up the, what's the name of the practice with the... with the pottery.
Suki, Kintsugi.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that is such a great metaphor for how we put ourselves back together again as we grow through life. And that's how we get stronger and how we get better.
And I'm really for a movement beyond politics, the humanity beyond politics. I think it's so important to embrace that.
I think if we fix humanity, or if we work on humanity, politics fixes itself.
That's true too. Yeah.
And I think you are dead on the money. The more we start thinking we need to fix politics, it becomes more about maneuvering and tricking people and trying to get through different things. I think when we focus on humanity, it becomes about authentic connection and really getting on the same page together. And I think that's much more valuable.
So amen to that, and thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. Thanks so much, Cynthia. Really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, rounding out our return engagement this evening. Now, next week, we'll have a Studio X performance, and we'll have all kinds of great stuff coming up. Now, we still have 6 more shows from tonight. So that means the next 6 Fridays, we're going to be here on the air. Please invite people you know who have been on the show before that enjoyed it. Invite them back just for the last few weeks. See if they can make it. We'd love it if they would consider joining us. And we just love and appreciate the time we have with all of you. So thank you so much. So from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT, myself, we love you. Thank you again. And until next time, keep on writing. We'll see you then. Good night.